Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Nail It Then Scale It by Nathan Furr and Paul Alstrom. Sophie, I've got to say, this book made me rethink everything I thought I knew about startups.
Oh, me too. And hi, everyone. This book really gets at the heart of why so many startups crash and burn. The authors say it's not about a bad idea or even bad execution. It's about falling in love with your solution before you know if anyone actually wants it.
Right, that's the core. They call it the build it and they will come trap. And honestly, I've been guilty of that myself. I remember last year I spent 3 months building a little app for managing grocery lists. I was so proud of it. And then crickets.
Exactly. And the book says that's the number one mistake. Instead, you're supposed to start with what they call a hair on fire problem, something so painful that people are already trying to solve it with duct tape and paper clips.
So don't build anything until you've found that problem. But how do you actually do that? I mean, you can't just ask people, what's your biggest problem?
Right, because people will tell you what they think you want to hear, or they'll say something vague. The authors say you have to get out of the building and watch them. See what frustrates them, what workarounds they're using. If they're already spending time and money on a makeshift solution, that's your golden signal.
That's so much more concrete than just talk to customers. There's a story in the book about a guy who wanted to build software for real estate agents. Instead of coding, he built a simple website and did the work manually with spreadsheets for his first customers. It was ugly, but he proved they'd pay.
That's the minimum viable product, the smallest thing you can build to test your riskiest assumption. And the book says if you're not embarrassed by your first product, you probably built too much.
I love that. So the goal isn't to launch a polished product. It's to run experiments. You have a hypothesis, you test it, and you measure what really matters, not signups, but actual usage and repeat purchases.
They call that validated learning. And if the data says your hypothesis is wrong, you pivot. A pivot isn't failure, it's learning. The key is to pivot cheap and fast before you run out of money.
But there's got to be a point where you stop pivoting and commit. Right?
Absolutely. That's product market fit. The authors define it as the moment when customers are buying as fast as you can make it, or usage is growing organically. Before that, nothing else matters. After that, you switch gears and focus on scaling.
And scaling is a completely different game. During the nail it phase, you're chaotic and experimental. During scale it, you need discipline and systems. They talk about building a sales playbook so anyone can sell, not just the founder.
Unit economics become king. You have to know your customer acquisition cost and lifetime value inside out. And the book warns against premature scaling, hiring too many people, or spending on marketing before you've truly nailed it.
There's also a big focus on the founder's psychology. They say resilience is the most important trait. You're going to face constant rejection, and you have to see failure as data, not as something personal.
And they warn against the founder's trap, falling in love with your own idea and ignoring feedback. Surround yourself with honest advisors who will tell you when you're wrong.
One thing that really stuck with me is that most successful startups aren't built on a completely original invention. They take an existing solution and make it simpler or cheaper. The key isn't the idea. It's the execution of uncovering a real problem.
There's a powerful cautionary tale in the book about a company that spent 2 years and millions building a sophisticated product for a market that didn't exist. They built first and asked questions later. And then there's the company that started with a blog post about a problem they had, got thousands of requests, and built a minimal product that became huge.
So the takeaway for me is, don't build until you know they'll buy. Fall in love with the problem, not your solution. And test, test, test with the smallest possible thing.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access.
Well put. So Sophie, final thought?
The most dangerous assumption an entrepreneur can make is that they already know the answer. The real work begins with admitting you don't. We'll see you in the next one.